You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to a commitment episode of the Cards Cast. I am Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling, and Kenny Payne has picked up a big commitment as Dennis Evans, literally a big one, 7'1". Center Dennis Evans, the number 18 overall player rated by 247 Sports in the 2023 class, made a trip to Louisville this weekend and made the decision to become a Cardinal while in town. Jody, big and much needed commitment for Kenny Payne and his staff as they're now in this roster shift. That's a big one to get started with.
Yeah, it really is, literally and figuratively. Yeah. Probably even a little bit bigger than 7'1", closer to 7'2", from what I understand. He is a guy that Evans is a guy who's a very shy young man. Very Eric Bossy has said it best. He moves to the own beat of his own drum, and he's just a guy who doesn't get caught up in a lot of the hype, the social media stuff, the fun, you know, that kind of stuff that people, some kids like to have fun with. He's just he's been really trying to get better the last couple of years, trying to get bigger, stronger, better. He's still got to develop on the offensive end, but as a rim protector, as a guy who on the defensive end, he's really going to help this team.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I think obviously one of the key things for this pickup. And I think Dennis Evans is a guy that will continue to, I mean, when you're number 18 in the country, you're pretty darn good to start. But, you know, when you're at that size, you seem like, I don't care how long back in history you want to go, when you see guys that are 7 foot and above, they seem like they're always a work in progress. I mean, heck, we've seen with Zach Edey, how he's become, you know, such a dominant player for Purdue when he was an unknown getting up there. So when you could take if you can get a guy like this who can start off and shine on the defensive end, you know, and become that rim protector, something that obviously was a very difficult, you know, point for Louisville this year, then you've certainly added a key piece to your team. I mean, I think, you know, offensively, you know, we'll see how he is when he gets started, but that's something that will continue to improve just as he will defensively, you know, throughout his career. But
7'7" wingspan, Michael.
Yeah. I mean,
7'7" wingspan.
That's going to alter people's, not just their shots, but their thoughts of taking a shot. You know, right. So that's the type of impact Louisville needs defensively for sure.
This is all you need to know about Dennis Evans. And I thought it was a great thing that one of our guys, one of our analysts, Brandon Jenkins, had an update this past week of college basketball, the next generation of the college basketball centers. And he said Evans has pterodactyl length. I mean, that's pretty good, I think, right?
Yeah.
His overall look, he's made a lot of strides since the beginning of his high school career. If he continues that going into now a college program where he's going to have a weight program to go along with it, look, there's going to be some bumps along the way, okay? Bumps in the road. But he is a kid who I think eventually could be a dominant big man. You know, I look at him to help Louisville defensively majorly next season, and then in that second season potentially be that dominant force big man that we've seen in college basketball. You know, I mean, you look at it this year and some of the senior big guys that are out there that are some of the older big guys that are out there. Not all of them are seniors, but, you know, when you look at a Zach Edey and you look at Drew Timmy and, you know, Baycott, guys like that, who those teams, you know, when they're those guys are healthy and playing at a high level, those teams are really, really good because of those centers. And that's what I know Coach Payne wanted, one of those guys, it's just been, look, it's good news. Okay. it's something that Louisville needed. Louisville needed some positive news, needed some good news, and that's what they got today.
Yeah, and I think they needed it pretty quickly once the season got over, and clearly they delivered that as well. He joins a 2023 class that already includes two signees in Caleb Glenn and Curtis Williams Jr., bumps the class up to number 12 nationally, and they potentially could still climb if things continue to unfold. A quick question for you, Jody. When was the last time Louisville had a recruiting class that ranked number 12 nationally?
I don't know. I think you're going to tell me, Michael.
I think I am going to tell you. They had a fun nickname. It was Chris Max, Aiden Iggy on it, you know, led it. Sam Williamson, that whole group was 12th nationally. So we'll see. You know, I don't know what the correlation in there is or if there even is one. You know, I just found it interesting that, you know, they're up to number 12 now and certainly potential to climb higher, like I said, if things continue to trend well.
I hope this class is better than those guys. Let's just say that. They finished better than those guys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
Look, it's not over. You know, we've talked about Dennis Evans. We talked about a number of things on our podcast earlier in the week. It's not over with guys leaving, and it's not over with guys coming. As we said, the next 2 weeks are critical as far as the development and where this program not only will be next season, but where this program will be 2 years down the road, even 3 years down the road. This is a key piece here in this one. And I think that when you look at it from the outside, you know, guys like Eric Bossy of our national analyst, those are the guys that see these kids and know these kids. And as Eric told me, Kenny Payne had a major hole in the middle, needed someone in the middle for next season, and he needed a little energy. And you know what he did? He went out and got the best big man available. And not only is he the best available, he's one of the best big men in the class. So they went and locked it up, and we'll see if they can continue that. Michael, I think they can. I hope they can. And I'm hoping that we'll be doing another one of these, a special edition of the Cards Cast coming up here in the next few days. But for now, Dennis Evans, 7'1". He is a Louisville Cardinal. He's committed to Louisville. They're up to the number 12 class in the country. You can read all about Dennis and his commitment at CardinalAuthority.com. For Michael McCammon, I'm Jody Demling. This has been a special commitment edition of the Cards Cast.
Hello, everyone. It's Michael Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.